This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
August. So if you look at your calendar, Jennifer, and figure what's what and who's who, you got another week and a day. That's almost like a song, isn't it? A week and a day. We could put that to music somehow. And we could dance, you and I, on the dance floor. Can you imagine at your wedding, me dancing with you at your...
To a song that you wrote about August being a week and a half more? No. I can't.
No.
I can imagine us dancing into maybe, I don't know, like a Beatles song or a Beach Boys song or Shania Twain, whatever you like.
All right. So the reality of what today is all about on the DJV experience means Jennifer's here. Victoria is not suffering from what would amount to, I guess, a summer cold, right? Are there... A lot of people suffering from summer colds or summer weather, the heaviness of the air, depending on where you have been. I know for me and for my consideration, thinking about how people start their day is important because that's where we are in terms of the radio, where we're starting a lot of people's days. A lot of people grab a cup of coffee, quick bite in the morning, eat more as the day goes on, with a medium-sized lunch, and then the largest meal of the day comes in the evening. But if you look at the health research on weight, suggesting that this is all backward, there was a review of the dietary patterns of 50,000 adults who happen to belong to the Seventh-day Adventists. I never pronounced that right. Do you want to help me?
Seventh-day Adventist is right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So that's an arm or a branch of Christianity, is it not? It's not like Methodists.
It's not
like the Lutherans or Presbyterians. But
right. They go to church on Saturday.
Are they a Saturday bunch?
I don't know.
I think they are. Anyway, that's not important to the study. So 50,000 adults who were followed for 7 years. Wow. The evidence suggests that we ought to be front-loading our calories early in the day to jumpstart our metabolism and also prevent being overweight, starting with a big, robust breakfast, tapering off to a smaller lunch, and a light supper or no supper at all. Can you imagine going to bed? Did your mother ever send you to bed hungry?
No, I was not one of those kids.
No.
But I do think that it makes a lot of sense. I mean, especially from someone who goes to bed pretty early. Mm-hmm. I always feel better when I eat my bigger meal earlier in the day.
Yeah.
Because then you're not just laying there with a whole bunch of stuff on your stomach.
Mm-hmm. I've done it all sorts of ways. I eat a lot as I'm on the air in the morning, and now the program seems to be busier now. I don't have as much time to eat, but I normally have stacks of fruit piled up all over the place. And then after I'm done on the air, I'll have a regular breakfast, and then I don't eat again till the end of the day. But that's probably not a good idea. It just seems to be the way it's always worked. But a lighter summer, depending if I'm alone, I eat one way. If I'm with Meredith, I eat a different way. The kids have been around for a week, and we've been eating various things from light stuff. Last night's salad and corn, and then there was pizza the night before that sort of thing. But it does. I understand. It sits there on your stomach, and that's where the roll comes from. And you want to yo-heave-ho it. How then, Kara, if we're examining what's going on with people who are on the program, how do you eat? We're all early risers, and most of the time we go to bed earlier than most folks do. So how does that alter your eating schedule?
What
you eat?
Well, I think I tend to eat the biggest one for lunch, so in the middle of the day, just because that's kind of when I feel like I need the most energy to get me back going. And, of course, I try to eat my lunch a little bit later. That way I can stay full longer. But, you know, sometimes it hits like 10 or 10:30, maybe 11, and then I'm eating a lunch. And everybody here looks at me as I'm making some lasagna or something in the kitchen at 10:30, and they're like, so that's a nice breakfast you've got there. And so I just look at them and say, okay, when you eat breakfast at 3:30, come and talk to me.
So does it make a difference what we eat? Do you find that traditionalists among us will have cereal, oatmeal, eggs, that sort of thing in the morning, and then you'll have maybe a sandwich or something like that at noontime, and then you'll have a more formal dinner at night? What happens if you turn it around? I remember once Meredith introduced me to the concept of having soup for breakfast, which is actually when you should have it, as you just suggested, Kara.
There's just a mental block. I don't think that I can, you know, I don't eat breakfast as much as I should, and I know that people say that that's an important meal, but I find if I don't, a lot of the times I don't eat it before I come in, and then I plan to eat it when I get to work, but then if I'm too busy doing something else, I go a couple hours, and then I haven't eaten anything. But I normally have yogurt or a banana or oatmeal or something like that. I don't think I could have soup. It's just not the right. It's not the right taste for breakfast.
Oh, see, I actually am okay with that for breakfast. In a lot of countries, they do like soup for breakfast. It fills you up. But I'm not a huge breakfast person. I could skip breakfast and do lunch if I wanted to every day, almost.
Almost.
Yeah, I mean, instead
eat it
of
while
eggs,
you're sitting.
Right? I mean, I think I'd. No, I mean, I don't, but I'm just saying I could probably give up the breakfast foods in favor of lunch foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't you think? You're kind of a breakfast guy, though.
I love breakfast food. I'm just too lazy to make a big
breakfast. I'm not enamored with breakfast foods. I really am not. I'm not. If it were left to me, although it's not good for you, I'd have a waffle or a pancake or something.
Right.
Because I like
for me, breakfast foods are either really carby or they're eggs. And so it just, you know, it's kind of meh.
Yeah. It's hard. I'm actually not as enthused about food as I used to be. I used to love to eat, but I don't. I find it, most of the stuff around now is boring. I find I look forward to at the end of the day of maybe having something like that, and then I am always disappointed, especially if I'm fixing it myself. Maybe that's the
Well, that's easy.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. In a moment, the problem with high blood pressure among U.S. children. A review of that coming up 14 past the hour. Let me review with you for a moment how to find the best person for a job. When's the last time you hired somebody for anything, Jennifer, at the CRN outpost in Los Angeles? Jennifer has 14.
It's been a little while, but, I mean, we go through little spurts where we hire people.
Yeah. Well, there is, and that's what the way it is with most companies. So the reason that I continue to remind you about the option of using ZipRecruiter is because of what you just said. Most people, small businesses, they're not hiring every day. They're not hiring, maybe they're not even hiring every month. But every once in a while, there's a need. So that's why I ask you to listen to me when I give you the information about how different ZipRecruiter is, so you have that in the back of your mind. Reinforcement commercials that reinforce the message are the ones that have the most success. And when I couple the word ZipRecruiter, that's a name, that's a brand, and it's easy to remember, with the fact that you can use it the first time free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, that stays with people. They'll say, wait a minute, I need to hire somebody. And I heard Stefan talking about ZipRecruiter. Yeah, that's the company. And if I use the code DJV, I can use it free. I remember that. Yep, and that's what we want you to remember. So if you don't have a need today, but you have one tomorrow, then in the back of your mind, you have ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You know you can use it free. Use their technology. Get the efficiency of what their software is all about. And find the right person for that job, whatever it is, whatever it spans the complete spectrum of types of jobs and businesses and that sort of thing. So find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by all these businesses for many years. Qualified job candidates are yours at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Remember, use it free with that code, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 half the hour on the DJV Experience. So a lot of children and teenagers have been categorized as having abnormal blood pressure during annual wellness visits. Whether I think this is a good sign. More and more people are getting an annual checkup, which is very important. There were recommendations released this week from the American Academy of Pediatrics that I thought you'd find interesting. And it starts with an overview of high blood pressure and what it is. Mostly a silent condition, no visible symptoms, at least at the age we're talking about here, teenagers. The new guidelines aimed at prevention include new tables based on normal weight. An estimated 3.5% of all children and teens in the U.S. have hypertension. Cause of the hypertension depends on the age. In very young children, doctors worry about an underlying cause. If they have high blood pressure, they're likely to have kidney disease, let's say, or some other organ is malfunctioning. When you're getting along, or high school-age children, cause of high blood pressure, more likely to be primary hypertension, called essential hypertension. No specific problem. It's just like what adults get. So as the body is maturing, it has the tendency to either go that way or not. And it depends on your heredity. Like, for example, Brent, I'm thinking about my family and the checkups and stuff. Fortunately, I don't have high blood pressure and my children don't. Jennifer, do you know what your situation is with your mother and father and how that has affected you?
I always monitor it because I always monitor my blood pressure because my grandparents, especially my on my dad's side, had high blood pressure. My dad's got a little bit of high blood pressure. My mom is pretty good. She always had low blood pressure. I think hers went up, but it's now like kind of in the normal range.
Yeah.
So,
She's retired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I always keep an eye on that because it is in my family for sure. I think it's in most people's families. I mean, it's a very common thing.
Yeah, my father had it toward the end. I am very fortunate I don't have it. Kara, what about you and your family?
My grandparents on my mom's side had a bit of an issue with it, and then my dad, I think, had an issue, but it is back down to normal now. But I don't, if you ask me, I don't know off the top of my head what my blood pressure is. I go to the doctor every year,
yeah.
But I don't know right now.
Always know that. Always, that's the real indicator of what's going on in your body in so many other ways. So, hopefully a word to the wise. 21 after the hour, here at your service on the DJV Experience. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, 21 after the hour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood.
Wow, this is powerful stuff.
Have a flight to Miami Beach.
Those of you who like Billy Joel, and I think that's most people, find many of his songs to be interesting, compelling, fun to listen to. This is New York State of Mind from Billy Joel, who made a powerful political statement when he wore a yellow Star of David on the lapel of his jacket. He also put it on the back of his jacket during one of his concerts at Madison Square Garden. He has those every month. He had said that he prefers to stay away from political commentary. I don't think you know too much about his politics, but maybe you know a little more now. He's changed his mind because of the rise in all these neo-Nazi sympathizers. You think there are more, or are they just feeling like they can come out of their woodchuck hole? No, if there are more of them, I just think...
No, I question it, because you would think if they were this many, wouldn't they have been more active with Barack Obama as president?
Yeah, maybe to a point.
But it's just strange. I don't know. I mean, who knows? It could be because they're getting more attention paid to them, or maybe there really are more groups. I don't know.
Yeah. In Germany, during the time of the Nazis, Jews were forced to wear a yellow Star of David. I think most people know that, right? On their outer clothing to help the public
identifiers. Yep.
To identify them, right, yeah. Who was a Jew and who wasn't. Jews were also, they wore these stars prior to Kristallnacht, or the Night of Broken Glasses, which is now known as the start of the Nazi concentration camps and the extermination of at least 6 million Jews by Hitler. I hope the hell he's burning. Just burned to a crisp someplace. He deserves the misery that I don't even have a word for it. He wasn't a human. He's just a blob of... how do you come up with words to describe somebody like Hitler?
I think it's best not to. I mean, there really are no words.
Yeah. Anyway, his 43rd sold-out show, The Garden, that deal, what does he win? He got a win. What is he? I think he gets $1 million for each performance. I think that was the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he does pretty much the same show and the same people. It's kind of like Roberto Fasanelli of our program fame, who does the same thing with Springsteen. Just goes to all these shows. There are the same kind of people that go to the Joel shows. If you like him, it's good. Cool. Here's Elvis Costello now in the music news. This portion of each hour where we have music information, people who are musicians doing things for the public good, and that certainly is where Elvis Costello here is in today's conversation about him. There's a nonprofit from Austin, Texas, aiming to help musicians pay for medical care needed on whether it's their shoulders, arms, or hands. I don't know why specifically. They've enlisted Elvis Costello for a benefit concert. The Musician Treatment Foundation says Costello is going to perform a two-hour concert called Hits and Headlines, Waifs and Strays at the Paramount Theater in Austin on October 22nd. Proceeds going toward helping underinsured artists with upper limb problems related to their music career. So that makes sense, doesn't it, huh? The focus of the foundation is a first. It aims to fund orthopedic specialty care for musicians while also educating them on how to prevent specific injuries. You know, like people who are at a computer all day have carpal tunnel syndrome. Right. People who play the violin all day have bad shoulders. That kind of stuff. They also are conducting, publishing research on the unique diagnostic and treatment issues facing musicians. I think that's fascinating. Don't you, under the circumstances?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Elvis Costello and his wife, Diana Krall, are big into this, and so that explains the connection. 28 after the hour here, DJV time.
Condescending people are insecure. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Condescending people can be tough to be around. They often stand high on their own soapboxes and preach down at anybody nearby. But the pedestals that they've created for themselves are made out of insecurity. And I think it's helpful to know that. The reality is that people who are secure with themselves tend to recognize how much more there is to learn in life. So they have a tendency to cling less to what they know, whereas people who are condescending appear to be very attached to what they know. In any case, I hate for you to take anything personally that a condescending person says, and I hope it helps you to understand that the only reason that they have the gall to say the things they do is that they are blinded by their insecurities. We are all equally human, even if some people attempt to come across as uniquely not. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the tap-rated Groupon app to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
After the hour, I have a feeling this is a memorable day, and for those of you who are really smart, you can record us. Oh, wait a minute, you don't have to do that anymore. Right. This is the modern era, Jennifer. Jennifer?
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 You're Boston showing.
Boston? Right? Yep. blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. All you have to do. You can actually now set things. Imagine this for technologists. Take the podcast and automatically have it delivered to your smartphone, or as they say here in Boston, Jennifer, the smartphone.
Smart.
Yeah, let's do the smart.
Which Jennifer, you shouldn't use while you park your car.
And the smart. Yes, that's true. All right, so get the podcast. Carol works. She sweats and slaves her whole day through so we can bring that sort of thing to you. How do you like that for poetry? Hoo-ha.
It's pretty accurate, so.
Yes, I know. It is, yes. Hi to the folks in Casper, Wyoming, listening to the DJV show, and also in Beckley, West Virginia, Lewisburg, those areas. I said hi to Springfield, Illinois yesterday. I'm just looking at something else from Springfield. How do you do? Welcome in to our overview of what's going on here in the real world. People in the news. First up is Commander Admiral Scott Swift, who yesterday relieved Vice Admiral Joseph O'Coyne of his command of the 7th Fleet. 7th Fleet is where those two wrecks have occurred. and he was dismissed because of, quote, loss of confidence in his ability to command. This is the typical Navy way and also the Army way and the Marine way. Whenever there is something that goes on that's bad, it all rolls up to the top, and the person in charge hits the road. So for all practical purposes, Admiral O'Coin's career is over. His replacement is Rear Admiral Philip Sawyer. He's assuming command today. Vessels.
Glad they're looking into this, because it just smells so
ridiculous.
Funny that a couple of these things happened in a few months of each other. So
right.
I mean, either somebody's hacking somebody or yep. somebody's screwing things up. Something was not working
yeah.
out right here.
Somebody's not working out, and you wonder how far to the top this goes, or if it really is younger, less experienced people who've been put in place, and the bad decision of putting this person in charge of that thing, maybe whatever it is. But these ships in the 7th Fleet, as you just suggested, these two crashes, very expensive ships, and from anything that I've read, I'm certainly no expert, but what I've read and what I get about this is that there's no reason that they can come up with that makes any sense other than not paying attention to what's going on. And it's even hard to do that because these ships are so automated. Now, could that be the problem? Isn't the problem with airplanes the same kind of stuff in a ship as it is in an airplane as far as autopilot is concerned? Chief of Naval Operations called for all Navy ships around the world to halt operations and review training. That's got to tell you something. Review basic training. With all the money that we spent, was it this year or last year we found out it was $40,000 or $60,000 or something to train each one of these people? No matter what their job, the basic training costs the taxpayers tens of thousands of dollars.
Right.
And now they're giving ship commanders the order to review basic seamanship and teamwork after these incidents. So when I saw that, Jennifer, you see the pictures, by the way, in the side of the ship, the most recent one, the big hole?
It's a hole in the side, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, thinking about what really goes on, all of the hoopla about women in the service and gay, transgender people. I heard a whisper yesterday. Well, we didn't have all these people, these weirdos. We wouldn't have this problem. Guys don't want to work with girls.
Oh, you did not hear that yesterday.
How do you know?
Because that is something that no one would say. I don't.
Are
I
you
can't...
kidding? Oh, my God, yes, they're absolutely.
Did you really, you swear on my life, you heard that yesterday?
No.
Okay, so give me a break. You're making
this up. That doesn't mean that people aren't saying it
or
thinking it.
You're being provocateur. Give me a break.
Well, but under the circumstances, there are going to be all kinds of excuses. You know that. And how many people have died in each one of these things? 7 or 8? I think some people haven't been found.
7 in the last
the second
one, yeah.
One. Yeah, right. So what do we do? All right, you're in charge, Jennifer. What do we do?
I mean, I think it's a real look into to make sure to figure out if it's hacking or if this is a person's error or what this. I mean, I think it's just a major look into. I don't know what exactly it is since I'm not in the Navy, but you better get in there and look at every aspect of what went wrong and see if there's any connection between some of these events over the last several months.
You're in the Navy now. You hate the stink and chow. You never get rich if you're on a ship. You're in the Navy now. There is a song like that for the Army. You're in the Army now. You hate the stink and chow. You're in a ditch. You never get rich if you're, you know, you've heard that one. What is the one that would be comparable for the Marines? I don't know if there is one. All right, so now you kind of know the rest of the story. You see the size of the ship? I'm looking at a picture of the ship.
No, but I saw the motion in the ocean.
Oh, did you?
Sorry.
Yeah. Don't be sorry. The way that ship hit our ship, these tankers and freighters have this protruding front, this almost under the water. They have a front piece on them, and that's what went into the side of the McCain. The hole is just at the water line because it was caused by the ship running into it. So... why? There was a ship that ran aground in Tokyo, the Antietam, The USS Lake Champlain collided with a fishing boat. That was last year, I think, and the year before. So there are these things. That's one of the reasons for the transition. There's too many of these things, and they're all in the same basic area. So that's why this guy hits the road or gets in his own dinghy and has to paddle his way to shore, however it is that they set these people off. Next name in the news is Eva Echeverria. Is that how you pronounce this? E-C-H-E-V-E-R-R-I-A. Eva Echeverria.
Sounds like it.
Los Angeles jury yesterday ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay $417 million to this woman who claimed in a lawsuit that the talcum powder, the baby powder, causes ovarian cancer.
It's a big deal, this story.
So tell us the rest of the story.
Well, I you know, I don't know much about her court case, but I think it is pretty meaningful because for a long time, and I think this may be 2, 3, 4 years in the making, you know,
2007.
I mean, women, okay, so 10 years. So that's how my mind works. I live in like dog years. It all goes together real quickly. But what I think we all grew up using baby talcum powder. I think there are a lot of grown men and women who still use talcum powder for whatever. And when you find out that something that you thought was so good for you, that it was so good that you actually poured it on your baby's bottom for, you know, I mean, generations of people
poured it
that.
On your own private parts.
You poured it on your own private, wherever it was. You were using this because you thought it was safe. You had a sense of security. And then come to find out, Johnson & Johnson had an inclination that this powder actually caused ovarian cancers in women. And this one woman in particular did some research after she was diagnosed and realized it could be linked back to these products that she was using. And so Johnson & Johnson had to answer for it. And the fact that we can still buy baby powder today is unbelievable to me. That
has
this
it
wouldn't
changed?
Have,
has the, has
maybe the formulation has changed. That's a good point. Maybe so.
Well, this is not the first time this has happened. There's been a 30-year period of these sorts of cases. The verdict, let's see here, in May, after a trial that lasted a long time, a year or so, the jury awarded $110 million to a woman from Virginia with the same problem, using baby powder. She'd been using it for 40 years. Let's see, there are other trials in St. Louis, similar outcomes. Juries awarding $72 million in damages to one, $70 million to another, $55 million. So far, 1,000 people have filed lawsuits, and Johnson & Johnson has had to pay out $700 million. My God, there must be a lot of money in talcum powder and baby powder if they can pay out that kind of dough and still sell the product.
All of their products. I mean, think of it. They have a huge amount. I mean, yeah, they're a huge company.
Yeah. And there's always the difference between Johnson & Johnson and, what is it, Johnson, S.C. Johnson, the family company.
Right.
That does different stuff. Isn't that Pride and the stuff you use to clean the table? Maybe the same stuff in it. Who knows?
No, I don't know about that. It doesn't seem to be mentioning any other products that this is in. It seems specific to this talcum.
Yeah, right. So what a shame. I don't know what her health is. I'm not privy to how
pretty dramatic testimony.
Died.
She said she thought she was going to die. I mean, it was really, really dramatic stuff.
Yep. $68 million in compensatory damage, $340 million in punitive damage. That may get knocked down because these companies always go in and appeal. But the evidence is what convinced the jury. It's pretty clear cut. Internal documents from several decades that show that Johnson & Johnson knew about the problem and continued to sell the talc powder, you know, the baby powder. So that tells you something when they're that brazen. And a lot of companies, big companies, are like that. And that's why there's an argument, a debate going on in our country now about consolidation and what it's done. It's made a lot of people a lot of money, but it's also ruined a lot of good companies. And we can see that in the radio business. You can see it in the health business. You can see it in the automobile. You can see it everywhere. At some point, the automobile, the airlines, completely irresponsible and unresponsive to any problem. Look at the way these people get treated. The guy had pee on his seat, and the woman that was the flight attendant said, here's a paper towel. Let's clean it up. Yeah. Screw you.
Yeah. I don't pay to get on a plane so that I have to sop up someone else's tinkle.
Right. But the fact that they're crude enough or callous enough to think that that's okay, that it isn't in their job description, that they're so unionized and so centralized that these things don't weigh heavily on them when they do run across a problem like that. It's not
you know,
they're all
I think
like
it's,
that. It's just
a sign of the times. Everybody's just really worried about themselves, and they're not really thinking. And I don't know how you fix that. I mean, it seems like it's a cultural shift. I don't know. And
I'm
it's not
only
everybody.
One.
I think there's still more good than bad out there. But
Yeah. But think about it this way. You and I work for, I have this company that produces 4 or 5 radio programs, The Last of the Mohegans. Nobody else produces radio programs like I do under the circumstances that I have to survive. You do the same in a very specialized field with the CRN digital networks that you and your father have put together. Nobody else does that. Nobody. You have no competition, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Well, isn't that great? There's no competition. But there is, in a sense, because there's so much audio product around. Mm-hmm. It's just the way you do it is unique.
Right.
And the way that I do this is unique. But that doesn't mean it's good or easy. It's just, it is. It's kind of the way we choose to make it all work. But I wonder, the reason I'm saying that is, what will happen? Because sooner or later, all this big consolidation stuff will melt. The companies fail. And we go back to the little mom-and-pop operations. That's kind of, in some businesses, that's the way it works. Like, you've never seen consolidation in the roofing business or the refrigerator repair business, right? You don't see consolidation there. You see consolidation of the companies that supply them, like this Ferguson outfit that bought up all these small and medium-sized stores around the company, the country that supplied plumbing and electrical and, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, then you see a little guy starting a hardware store and things changing. Home Depot isn't doing what it used to. There are some little pockets here and there around the country where there is a little guy who starts a hardware store and specializes in something. So the delivery of the product is much better. You see that? You do.
Mm-hmm.
You see that around now. But it's just, it's a pendulum. It's like politics, back and forth and back and forth. And it's, I think to embrace the small business person is what I'm about because I respect what they have to do because I have to do it. How about that for food for thought? 11 before the hour, DJV time.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here. Now through September 5th, save big on Ford SUVs like Escape, Edge, and Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. It's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford SUVs. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales event going on at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
dollars, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's now 53 past the hour. Time for us to travel down that road into technology, try to understand what's going on in simple terms, because that's what works with me. Simple. The simpler, excuse me, the better. I want to say hi to the folks listening in the Riverside Inland area, Inland Empire area, KCAA in Riverside, California. Hi to Fred Lundgren, runs the radio station. Nice to be on board there and to hear from you as I'm now beginning. We've been there for a couple of weeks, I think, and beginning to hear from people. What is this radio program that I'm listening to? Well, it's called the DJV Experience, and it's like a sort of traditional old-time. I think Mr. Lundgren's been around for a long time. He understands and knows what especially good morning full-service programs are all about, full of information and conversation, exploration as to what's going on in the world today, and thus the focus on technology here. Brought to you by Total Wireless. Be a total boss. Get the best deal in wireless. Let's listen to some info about that, and then we'll figure out how you can travel the world without leaving your home.
There's only one way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with four lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless, total confidence. Available at major retailers. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
I'm Nicole Feliciano, the CEO of Mom Trends Media and Mom. I know that being a new parent can be exciting. It can also be a little nerve-wracking. So here are some tips to get you through all of the excitement. First of all, register wisely. Before baby arrives, you're going to want to make sure that you have the car seat and a diaper station ready to go. And also figure out the way that you're going to soothe baby. I absolutely love the new Graco Everyway Soother with removable rocker. It's the only one on the market with 16 soothing motions. You can also personalize it with six different speeds and 15 songs and sounds. It's also great because it has this removable rocker. So as you're getting ready to prepare a meal or get some chores done, you can lift this off and then place baby in it and move it around your home, giving you flexibility and personalization. I absolutely love it. And here's another tip. You're not super mom or super dad. Don't be afraid to nap when baby naps. You need to make sure you have good energy. For more tips, head to GreycoBaby.com. And also, you can purchase this at Babies R Us.
So, how do we move around without moving around? Google is helping to travel the world. New technology created by Google allows users to tour various traditional homes around the world and learn about culture. Created using both Google Earth and Street View, This Is Home is the interactive program that includes 22 total homes spanning six continents, a number of entirely different cultures. Program gives users a glimpse into how people define home around the world. So this is how you can see what's going on without leaving your home. Sit on the couch and fiddle with technology. Homes occupied by, for example, natives in India or Mexico or Indonesia. Sherpas who are at Mount Everest, as well as the people of New Zealand. The natives there are represented in this program. This unique architecture of the regions showcased, the homes, if you will. You can virtually meet families in their homes using this new tool. Wow, this is pretty interesting. Each look provides a 360-degree view of the spaces, includes a blurb describing what you're seeing. It's called This Is Home. That's what the program's called. Depicts the changes every region is undergoing as a result of economic pressure, environmental pressure, that sort of thing. The people who live above Ontario, natives there, population about 882 people in this village, have been building igloos for school children to learn in. They go to school in igloos. Conditions haven't been cold enough to create the right type of snow, so you see how that has changed. Historians who help contribute to This Is Home, this project, say it's important to document these communities and lifestyles because some of them may be disappearing for reasons suggested by the igloo thing, changing climate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Also in technology news, the big guys who run these big companies, Bezos, Musk, Zuckerberg, cite the books they've read as fundamental to their success. So there's a website called bookauthority.org, a site that offers book recommendations on leadership and productivity and entrepreneurialism from 150 of the brightest, smartest, and richest people in the tech culture. The site notes Bill Gates reads about 50 books every year. Mark Cuban reads 3 hours every day. Zuckerberg resolves to read 24 books a year. Warren Buffett spends 80% of his day reading. So there's a clue into success. Read.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.